This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for November 14th, 2022. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party 2022 is almost completely sold out with only 3 dates still available. That was as of Friday. Guests can still purchase tickets for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party on December 11th, 13th, and 15th. The entire first week and the date before Thanksgiving were sold out by mid-October. The November 10th party was initially sold out, but after many guests canceled their tickets due to Hurricane Nicole, tickets became available again on the day of the party. You can check out our breakdown of the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party with a guide map on our site. Guests of the party receive a commemorative ornament as well as cookies and beverages. We visited all of the special character meet and greets during our first party, and we have videos of all the fun right here on our channel. Disney is planning a targeted hiring freeze and job cuts, according to CNBC. CNBC obtained an internal memo sent from the Walt Disney Company CEO Bob Chapek to executives on Friday, November 11th. Hiring for the small subset of the most critical business-driving positions will continue, Chapek wrote, but all other roles are on hold. Your segment leaders and HR teams have more specific details on how this will apply to your teams. Chapek also indicated that business travel should be limited to essential trips only, and meetings should be virtual as much as possible. Chapek has established a cost structure task force, including CFO Christine McCarthy and General Counsel Horacio Gutierrez. On Tuesday, Disney reported the Q4 net income of $162 million on sales of $20.15 billion. This was up from the $18.53 billion a year ago. However, it was more than $1 billion short of expectations. McCarthy also shared the company's contingency plan for a possible recession. After the Q4 earnings report was released, Disney stock hit a new low. As we know, that's well under $100. This is the part where Tom Corliss, if you were here, and he'll be back on Wednesday's show, he's still in Japan, where he'd say, I'm going to stop right here. I'm not going to go on a whole lot about what's happening. All I'll say is that, I know people are probably like, yeah, that's what Chapek gets. He tried to please Wall Street by kind of, I think a lot of people watching this show would think, turning back on the customers and guests in the parks group. And in doing so, now he's made Wall Street upset. So he really has nobody on his side right now. But the Wall Street people and the guest people actually have opposite interests. And somehow we've managed to not please either of them, which doesn't bode well for the company. We'll see how this goes. I'm sure Tom will have a lot to say about it when he gets back. Walt Disney World will continue to waive cancellation fees through November 17th due to the impact of Hurricane Nicole. Here is the announcement from Walt Disney World. Due to potential weather impacts to guest travel plans, change and cancellation fees imposed by Disney will be waived for check-in dates of Tuesday, 11/8 through Thursday, 11/17. Cancellation fees will be reinstated beginning November 18th. This applies to hotel rooms as well as dining and other experiences. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT InterGlobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. A special shout out to all the Wigs members watching who make this show happen every week. The Santa Claus motorcade is back for another holiday season at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The motorcade is led by several elves dressed in green and white and carrying presents. Two reindeer and Pluto, wearing his own reindeer antlers, lead Santa's car. We have a full video right here on our channel. A Mickey snow globe, also at Hollywood Studios, is available for the 2022 holiday season. We found it at the Coca-Cola stand near the entrance to DHS. The sipper can be added to any non-alcoholic beverage for $13.99. It's actually a variation on the annual pass holder exclusive sipper that was available back in 2020. The figure of Mickey Mouse dressed as Santa inside a globe is the same, but the base is different. The base is red with green and white ornaments across it. The top and bottom are green. There are white snowflakes across the globe, and it includes a green straw. Guests can also find that sipper at snack carts around Disney's Animal Kingdom. Guests can receive a complimentary Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser reflective shield with the purchase of a legacy lightsaber hilt at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Lightsaber hilts are available at Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities. One of the shields is on display there. Guests do not receive the shield right away. It will be available at package pickup at the exit of Hollywood Studios. This deal is only available while supplies last. At Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, the shield is available for $150. The same shields are used during lightsaber training. It, along with all the other merchandise on the ship, was advertised as exclusive back in the day. Demand for the Galactic Star Cruiser has reportedly been falling quite a bit, with some voyages only running at like 25% capacity. The complimentary shield may just be an attempt to drum up more interest in a hotel, or maybe just to get rid of merchandise that is not selling. The 2022 holiday season has officially arrived at Walt Disney World, and one of our favorite offerings has returned. Yes, the Merry Menagerie. This puppet show happens periodically throughout the day on Discovery Island at Disney's Animal Kingdom. You can check out our full video right here on our channel. Also, the Santa Claus Flotilla has returned for the holiday season. Santa can be seen on Discovery River periodically throughout the day. Disney's Blizzard Beach Water Park has finally reopened, and just in time to celebrate the winter holidays. As part of this new celebration this year, guests can meet Tropical Santa. He has parked his sleigh near Sunny Sleds, which plays into the backstory of Blizzard Beach. As the story goes, when a snowstorm hit Florida, the park was built as the state's first ski resort. However, Florida being Florida, the snow and ice melted, the ski attractions were repurposed into water slides and more. Santa is taking advantage of the holiday. He's dressed in vacation apparel, including a straw hat and red high top, looks like Chuck Taylor's there. His shirt is covered in illustrations of himself riding a motorbike, jet skiing, and more. It's trimmed in white faux fur, and the buttons are fluffy white baubles, much like the ones that will top his normal winter hat. He invites guests to sit in the sleigh for photos. After we met Santa, we got candy canes as well. When guests weren't waiting on old Saint Nick, it looked like he just kicked back. He kicked back and relaxed for a nice soak in the sun. Also at Blizzard Beach, guests will no longer have to haul their own tube up the towering staircase to ride runoff rapids. During the extended closure, a cargo tube lift was constructed to carry those tubes to the top of the attraction. Seems like a welcome addition for anybody tired of lugging those tubes up to the top. In celebration of Mary Blair's influence on Disney's contemporary resort, this year's Gingerbread Castle is themed to It's a Small World with hidden five-legged goats. They're also selling a five-legged goat cookie, which we just had to get. The goat is in reference, of course, to that five-legged goat seen on the Grand Canyon Concourse mural. It's on the fourth floor at Disney's Contemporary Resort, if you're looking for it. The mural was created by legendary Imagineer Mary Blair, who was also responsible for the iconic aesthetics of It's a Small World. A sign gives a story of the five-legged goat. It reads, Mary Blair was an American artist, animator, and designer who worked with Walt Disney drawing concept art for such films as Alice in Wonderland, Cinderella, and Peter Pan. Mary Blair also created the designs and art for It's a Small World, as well as the art throughout the Contemporary and Grand Canyon Concourse. Mary Blair also created the designs and art for It's a Small World, as well as the art throughout the Contemporary and the Grand Canyon Concourse mural right behind you. In 1970, Mary Blair was asked to design a series of murals for the development of the Contemporary. The striking mural she created is 90 feet tall and is made with 18,000 hand-painted tiles that are lovingly fire-glazed. Mary Blair's color choice and magnificent forms illuminate post-war optimism and tie the hotel to Tomorrowland, as this was an era of believing in an optimistic future. The theme that she wanted to import was that nothing made by man could ever be perfect. Therefore, she created one five-legged goat, which the mural is now known for. It's one hidden five-legged goat is now inspiring a cookie that sells for $5.75. This gingerbread castle also features 11 hidden five-legged goats. Over the weekend, we stopped by Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar, or now Jock Lindsey's Holiday Bar. That's the seasonal overlay at Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar, to check out their new holiday-themed food and beverage offerings. We can dive right in. Jox is now covered in holiday decor. The entrance is decked out with all kinds of tinsel, garland, lights, and ornaments. The menus at Jox during the holidays are inspired by Christmas cards. You even get to take the menus home as your own keepsake. This is one of my favorite holiday offerings at Walt Disney World, and we had a great time reviewing the food and drinks there on Saturday. You can check out our full story over on our website. To celebrate the release of Black Panther Wakanda Forever, new offerings are available at Disneyland Paris. The new Black Panther character is making appearances at Avengers Campus at Walt Disney Studios Park. At Hotel New York, the Art of Marvel, there is a new themed photo box at Superhero Station and Wakandan-inspired cocktails at Skyline Bar. Black Panther Wakanda Forever hit theaters on Friday, November 11th. Special Black Panther-inspired offerings are also available at Disneyland Resort, and those started over the past weekend. Recently, Disney Cruise Line has been rolling back some of their last remaining pandemic rules. Earlier this month, they stated the guests will no longer be required to provide proof of negative COVID-19 test, regardless of vaccination status, prior to sailing. Now, Disney will be reintroducing an in-person assembly drill. For those of you who have gone, you know that you've been doing that virtually before, which did make it easier. You could just check in with the app. Now you have to go to the assembly station. Disney informed travel agents that they are continually reviewing their processes and have made the decision that all guests will be required to report to their assigned assembly station in person at the scheduled time on embarkation day. Those in-person assembly drills will begin with the following sailings, Monday, November 14th. That's today. That's the first time they'll be doing it on the Disney Wish. Wednesday, November 16th will be the Disney Wonder. On Sunday, November 20th, the Disney Magic. Actually, this past weekend, they were already doing it on board the Disney Fantasy and the Disney Dream. To find their assigned assembly station, guests should check the DCL Navigator app for more information. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it to today's show, be sure to check WWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit WWNT.travel for details. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks News, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT-TV. We'll be right back.